From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 6:06. This is All Things Considered. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies as well listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we're always streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Lawrence, supporting personal religious journeys, ethical living, and social justice in a diverse community. Details at uuclks.org or 785-842-3339.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll get an update on the fall respiratory viruses the doctors are worried about this year. Get you a preview of the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament. And, of course, it's New Music Friday, so we will hear from the NPR music team, all coming up shortly on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Tarangalila is a word that means a lot of things all at once. Love song, hymn to joy, hymn to time, movement, rhythm, life, death. We are going to hear the Tarangalila Symphony tonight by Olivier Messiaen in our next concert from the BBC Proms. Gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 station. Stick around. It's a late summer tradition. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. Lows only getting down to the lower 70s. Hot tomorrow and humid, highs in the lower 90s. A heat advisory goes into effect tomorrow afternoon for the entire KPR listening area.
Support for...
You think he was lying?
Absolutely.
I'm Adrian Ma. We sit down with NPR's investigations team on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. Lows in the lower 70s tonight. We have a slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6:30.
The time has come for the Fed to soon begin reducing interest rates from its current 23-year high. That word today from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at an economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Powell emphasized that the worst price spike in decades appears largely under control, but it took longer than expected.
Pandemic-related distortions to supply and demand, as well as severe shocks to energy and commodity markets, were important drivers of high inflation. And their reversal has been a key part of the story of its decline. The unwinding of these factors took much longer than expected, but ultimately played a large role in the subsequent disinflation.
Although he didn't say when or how large the first rate cut would be, the Fed is widely expected to announce a modest quarter-point cut when it meets in mid-September. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher across the board after comments from the Fed chair today. The Dow gained 462 points, up more than 1%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Democrat who helped ban transgender girls and women from women's sports in the state died of pancreatic cancer yesterday. Marvin Robinson II was 67 years old. Blaise Mesa of The Beacon filed this report.
Robinson served one term in the Kansas House. He was controversial for his backing of Republican-led priorities, like banning transgender women from women's sports. But Robinson also pushed for a ban on the death penalty and freeing inmates on marijuana charges. He was a strong advocate for funding restoration of the Quindaro ruins. That's a stop on the Underground Railroad that fell into disrepair and was almost turned into a landfill. Robinson lost his primary election this month. Wanda Page will take his seat next January. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
The Kansas Water Institute is receiving direct input on the declining Oglala Aquifer from the livestock industry following a discussion this week in Manhattan. The livestock industry uses up to 95% of western Kansas water for beef and dairy production. Communities there are tied to the sustainability and success of the industry. Susan Metzger, director of the Kansas Water Institute, says research has found only a fraction of the industry actually needs to adopt conservation practices to make big changes in water sustainability.
There's really this tipping point of if 25% of the people were enrolled in a conservation agreement like that, that's when you've reached the biggest hurdle and other people start catching on.
Despite pushes for change at the federal level, Metzger says the region will have to focus on sustainability at a local level. Civil rights activist and historian Chester Owens, a lifelong resident of Kansas City, Kansas, has died. Owens will be remembered for his efforts to organize letter writing and picketing campaigns to desegregate downtown Kansas City, Kansas. He was the first black Kansas City, Kansas councilman and in the mid-1960s co-founded the first black bookstore in the Midwest. It was called The Hub, where icons of black culture came for readings and discussion. Owens often spoke about his frustration that more people don't protest injustice, particularly in his beloved Wyandotte County.
You have a moral obligation to say something or do something. That's something going on in Wyandotte County every day.
Chester Owens died at his home in Kansas City, Kansas. He was 91 years old. Mostly clear this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. Tomorrow we have a heat advisory going into effect at noon for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. For virtually everyone else in the KPR listening area, that heat advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It runs through 8 o'clock Sunday night. We're expecting heat index values up to 109. This is KPR.
From NPR News,
and sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition comes your way Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stick around, a little more All Things Considered still to come. If you are joining us on KPR One stations, up next we have the BBC Proms, music of Olivier Messiaen tonight, a special piece composed strictly for the BBC Proms as well. It is a late summer tradition here at KPR, bringing you the best of the BBC Proms. So stick around for that. If you are joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Iyengar, Core Restore, Yin Flow, and Pranayama instruction in a light-filled studio. Classes available all week. Schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
A heat advisory going into effect tomorrow afternoon for the entire KPR listening area. Heat index values tomorrow and Sunday up to 109. It is 10 minutes before 7.
Ad-free. Breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. This is NPR.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay tuned. Coming right up in less than a minute, music from the BBC Proms, featuring a great symphony by Olivier Messiaen. We'll hear a different piece written specifically for the proms tonight. It's going to be great. Coming right up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Heat advisories go into effect tomorrow afternoon for the entire KPR listening area and run through 8 o'clock Sunday night. Be careful, stay hydrated, check on your neighbors, put out extra water for your pets. Heat index values up to 109. It's 7:01.
This is Symphony Cast from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Seal. We're back again this week at the largest classical music festival in the world, the BBC Proms. From July through September, music fans enjoy 8 weeks of extraordinary music making with concerts of orchestra, choral, and chamber music held chiefly at London's Royal Albert Hall. There's a reason the Proms is the biggest and most celebrated classical music festival in the world, and it's not just the fantastic talent it attracts and the thrilling display of musicianship it exemplifies. The Proms is basically a party, one big summer-long celebration of music making that is the opposite of all the things that many people associate with classical music, the stuffiness, the formal dress. The Proms rejects all of that in favor of creating the straightest line possible to musical enjoyment. Come as you are, wear shorts, and most importantly, if you like what you hear, make as much noise as you like. And that's exactly what Proms audiences do, just as Sir Henry Wood, the founder of the Proms, intended when he originated the festival back in 1895. Promming refers to the two areas in the Royal Albert Hall where you can stand to watch world-class performances. If you want to get up close to the performers, you want to prom in the arena. For a bird's-eye view of the stage, the gallery is where you can spread out and relax. And by design, proming is pretty easy. Just turn up, get in line, or queue, as the Brits say, then take your place in the magnificent Royal Albert Hall to enjoy a fantastic concert, like the one you're about to hear with the BBC Philharmonic. This time, Nicholas Cullen will lead the BBC Philharmonic, first in a brand new work, and then in a sprawling 20th century masterpiece. We'll begin with the Proms premiere of English composer Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings, written in response to what she calls the spellbinding wordsmithery of poet Emily Dickinson. That performance will feature a special appearance by the celebrated vocal group The Swingles in Klein's setting of 7 of Dickinson's so-called envelope poems, fragments of poetry written on envelopes and scraps of paper. Then, Maestro Colon leads the orchestra in a long-standing favorite with Proms audiences, Olivier Messiaen's Turangalila Symphony, considered one of the greatest musical compositions of the 20th century, and a work that opens up the heavens just as it brings down the house with its evocations of the divine energy that manifested the universe itself. Needless to say, a heady musical journey is ahead, and we'll enjoy it right alongside the boisterous and celebratory Proms audience at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Welcome to APM's Symphony Cast. Let's take our seats in the Royal Albert Hall now and turn things over to host Tom McKinney from the BBC.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, it's the BBC Philharmonic with the first of their four proms this year here in the Royal Albert Hall. And with conductor Nicholas Collen, they're starting big. Huge, in fact, because later this evening they'll be filling this space with some of the most remarkable sounds ever written for an orchestra. Olivier Messiaen's Taranga Lila Symphony. It is music that never fails to blow the audience away. And you can hear it after the interval, following a piece that is about to get its very first performance, The Gorgeous Nothings by Anna Klein. Anna's the BBC Philharmonic's composer in association, and for her latest piece, she's been able to write for the Swingles, one of the most loved of all vocal groups. They'll be singing words from seven poems by Emily Dickinson, a collection known as her Envelope Poems. Fragments of poetry that Emily Dickinson wrote on scraps of envelopes, and those poems are framed by This Is My Letter to the World, Emily Dickinson's intense depiction of loneliness and the need for human connection. And I mentioned Messiaen's unique use of an orchestra. Well, let me tell you, Anna Klein's certainly not going to be outdone tonight. Anna's been working with American sound designer Jody Elf to create the Augmented Orchestra. Live electronic processing of sounds, both the orchestra and the Swingles. Some quite incredible sounds that come from a vibraphone that transported into something almost like church bells. The singers transformed into what's like cathedral acoustic, and perhaps the most remarkable sound comes from digitally processing a spinning bicycle wheel with a playing card jammed in the spokes. I can promise you will not miss that. Here come the seven members of the Swingles and conductor Nicholas Collen. The BBC Philharmonic is led by Zoe Bayers, and from the BBC Proms, this is the world premiere of The Gorgeous Nothings by Anna Klein.
Her message is committed to her.
Seven poems by Emily Dickinson, sung by the seven members of the Swingles. You just heard the world premiere of The Gorgeous Nothings by Anna Klein. And tonight is Nicholas Collen conducting the BBC Philharmonic live on Radio 3 from the Royal Albert Hall at the BBC Proms. Anna Klein, she was sitting just to the side of the stage, dashed out of the back, ran onto the stage to join Nicholas Collen and the Swingles at the front, and then Nicholas Collen pointing towards the back of the stage and to Jodie Elf. Jodie Elf, who created an augmented orchestra, the software that created all those incredible sounds you heard just now, double basses that were pitch shifted so low they become almost like the growling bass of an organ, cascade of notes from the flute to create a harmonic blur, and a special mention for Mark McDonald playing a bicycle wheel, quite literally a suspended bike with a playing card between the spokes. He was then spinning the pedal by hand as the sounds were processed by the software. Mark McDonald playing bicycle tonight, along with all the other percussion instruments, filling up the back riser. We've got 11 percussionists performing tonight. Well, Anna said that what's always drawn her to Emily Dickinson's poetry is the way that it's potent and musical, the hymn-like rhythms, imagery, the way she used punctuation and capitalisation. It all just works so well when it's translated into music. Well, Anna wrote for the Swingles in two different ways. They were amplified for their main role to deliver the text, but also plenty of times when they became an orchestral sonority, playing around with certain syllables to try and match and blend the instruments. And I think you're about to hear a lot more of that.
It is to sing in this incredible venue, part of this legendary concert program. We couldn't let the moment go without singing one of our own. If you'll have us. Thank you. This is a folk song all the way from Bulgaria. Kind of a leeway into what you might hear after the interval. This is Buchimish.
Oh.
An encore from the Swingles, coming on the heels of that world premiere work from composer Anna Klein. That encore, a folk song from Bulgaria, both performances featuring the unmistakable sound of that group. A very fun start to this week's concert from the 2024 BBC Proms Festival at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Well, we're at the midpoint of our concert now, or the interval, as the Brits say. SymphonyCast is in London again this week at the 2024 BBC Proms, one of the largest and longest-running classical music festivals in the world. You can hear this concert again from our website, but do it soon because you'll only have access to the Proms concerts for a few weeks. Just go to yourclassical.org/symphonycast. And from our website, you can also like us on Facebook and download free music. That's yourclassical.org/symphonycast. When we return in a moment, the BBC Philharmonic and conductor Nicholas Collon will return to the stage with the addition of one piano and one Und Martino for the Tarongalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen. That's coming up next on APM's Symphony Cast.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the BBC Proms on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print, grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information is at reader.ku.edu. More from the BBC Proms in just a moment. At 9, it'll be time for Jazz with Bob McWilliams. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies, a low of 72 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers. Temperatures near the mid-90s and a heat advisory in effect for the KPR listening area starting tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 78. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Welcome back to APM's Symphony Cast. This week we're in London yet again for the 2024 BBC Proms, the largest and longest-running classical music festival in the world. We are about to return to the Royal Albert Hall for the centerpiece of this concert, the Tarongalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen. Suffice to say, if you've not heard Messiaen's Tarongalila, mere words can barely prepare you for it. First of all, what of the title? Well, it's a word that the composer himself invented, conflating two different words from Sanskrit, one describing the passage of time and the other connoting the cosmic joy of love. Put together, Messiaen meant his title to indicate the divine action upon the cosmos. Rather heady concept to begin with, for sure, but that's certainly in keeping with Messiaen's devotion to expressing religious themes on a very grand scale. For Messiaen, religious observance was not one of merely faith and piety, but rather of connecting with the divine. And the experience of that connection was one of spiritual ecstasy. It follows, then, that so much of his music is devoted to evoking that ecstasy. And for Messiaen, his methods of doing so provoked just as much adoration and amazement as out-and-out rejection from some of his contemporaries. In fact, Francis Poulenc described the Tarongalila Symphony as atrocious, and Pierre Boulez went so far as to say the work made him want to vomit. No mincing of words there. But conversely, it's a piece that countless listeners in the 8 decades since its creation have likened to the opening of the heavens themselves. Messiaen, for his part, stated that his aim with the work was to describe a joy that was superhuman, overflowing, blinding, a love transcending everything and suppressing everything outside of itself.
Tarangalila, in its roughly 80 minutes, is divided into 10 movements, and in addition to large orchestral forces, it also includes a very demanding piano part throughout, which pianist Stephen Osborne will perform. And we'll also hear from a highly unusual second instrument in this piece, the Ond Martino, that early electronic instrument, very similar in sound to the theremin, but played with a keyboard. Cynthia Miller will play that instrument. With that introduction, we now hand things back over again to Tom McKinney at the BBC for the second half of our concert from the 2024 BBC Proms Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
song of love, a hymn to joy. Time that runs like a galloping horse, love on a cosmic scale. Yeah, words just can't put across what Olivier Messiaen was trying to convey in his Taranga Leela Symphony. As people have been saying since it was first heard in 1949, there really is nothing else quite like Taranga Leela. Pianist Stephen Osborne, Cynthia Miller was playing on Martineau, the BBC Philharmonic conducted by Nicholas Collin. Stephen Osborne and Cynthia Miller back out on stage. On Stephen Osborne's website, he's got a section with some of his writing, and there's an article about the time he played Taranga Leela in Monte Carlo, again with Cynthia Miller. Being in Monte Carlo, they decided to go to the Grand Casino after the concert. The first time either of them had ever been in a casino. Stephen gambled €40 on the roulette wheel and left with 210, but he doesn't say how Cynthia got on. Well, in the first British performance, it was 1953, and there was a fantastically angry review of the concert by the critic Neville Cardus, who described it as a monstrously long ordeal. My favourite line in the review is this. Cardus says, "The orchestra contains almost every current freak instrument, including vibraphone and onde martineau, to supply a stream of revoltingly shuddering sounds." Well, if you heard, well, we can hear tonight, it's absolutely packed down the Royal Albert Hall. If Neville Cardus was here in 2024, he would say that this audience absolutely loves these revoltingly shuddering sounds. They just can't get enough of them.
And what a joy to hear this crowd at the Royal Albert Hall expressing their delight with this amazing work by Olivier Messiaen, one that has weathered the criticisms of the past and emerged as a beloved masterpiece of 20th century music, the Taranga Leela Symphony. Well, that's where we will take it back from Tom McKinney in the BBC booth here on Symphony Cast. But never fear, there's much more to come from the 2024 BBC Proms Festival throughout the summer here on our program. And we'll be back, in fact, next time. I'm Steve Seal. This concert from the 2024 BBC Proms featured the BBC Philharmonic performing music by Anna Klein and Olivier Messiaen. You can indeed enjoy this performance again at our website, but Proms concerts are available there for only a few short weeks. To hear it again, head to yourclassical.org/symphonycast. And while on our website, you can also like us on Facebook and download free music. APM's SymphonyCast is produced by Daniel Nass, with technical director Michael Osborne and assistance from Tania Major. I'm Steve Seal. We'll see you again next time on SymphonyCast. This is APM, American Public Media, bringing music to life.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for tonight's concert from the BBC Proms. Don't forget, you can hear concerts once again from the BBC Proms over at yourclassical.org/symphonycast. Stay tuned for news from NPR, followed by jazz with Bob McWilliams. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 72 degrees. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with temperatures in the mid-90s, slight chance of showers, a low of 78 for Saturday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. essentially jettisoned his bid as an independent presidential candidate today, throwing his support behind Republican nominee Donald Trump. Kennedy officially suspended his campaign and then joined Trump on stage in Phoenix, Arizona, where Trump thanked him officially.
His candidacy has inspired millions and millions of Americans, raised critical issues that have been too long ignored in this country, and brought together people from across the political spectrum in a positive campaign grounded in the American values of his father, Robert Kennedy, a great man.
The Kennedy family quickly issued a statement decrying the endorsement, saying our brother Bobby's decision to endorse Trump today is a betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear. It is a sad ending to a sad story. In exiting the race, Kennedy said his own internal polling had shown his presence in the race would hurt Trump and help Democratic nominee Kamala Harris, whom Kennedy said declined to meet with her. Officials in Chicago say they're happy with how they handled protests during the Democratic National Convention. Though NPR's Martin Costi reports some legal observers think police were too aggressive.
As the delegates were leaving town, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson congratulated his police department.
If the 1968 convention went down in history as the example of police brutality, then the 2024 convention will go down as the example of constitutional policing.
In some cases, police outnumbered protesters, making it easier for them to use less force as they cleared the streets. Four protesters went to the hospital, none with serious injuries. Molly Armour is with the National Lawyers Guild, Chicago.
The police behavior here was significantly mollified by how heavily we watched them.
The Guild says officers were too quick to make arrests. Police say 74 people were taken into custody during the convention, mostly on charges of disorderly conduct and trespassing. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The fourth and final night of the DNC, which featured a keynote speech by Vice President Kamala Harris, drew an estimated 26.2 million viewers across 15 broadcast and cable networks. That's according to TV ratings company Nielsen. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has more.
Vice President Harris's 40-minute speech, in which she formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination, averaged 28.9 million viewers alone, according to Nielsen's figures. It was the largest viewership for the convention over its four-night run. That viewership outrated the 25.3 million viewers who watched the last night of the Republican National Convention in July, featuring former President Donald Trump. For the first three nights of each convention, the Democrats' gathering drew between 2 and 4 million more viewers, meaning the DNC outrated the RNC every night. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 462 points. The Nasdaq rose 258 points today. You're listening to NPR. A Canadian rail workers union is now threatening to launch a strike against one of the country's two major freight railroads. A notice that went out today only 3 hours after the trains began rolling again following a stoppage. Head of the Teamsters Union in Canada says the union filed its notice against Canadian National shortly after it announced plans to challenge a government order forcing it into arbitration with both CN and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Limited. CPKC workers have been on strike since yesterday. In the Russia-Ukraine war, the battlefield picture is decidedly mixed. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, Ukraine keeps striking deeper into Russia, and Russia's ground offensive is advancing inside Ukraine.
Ukraine says it's still pressing an offensive in western Russia, where it's been holding territory for more than 2 weeks without facing a major counterattack. And Ukrainian drones are hitting military air bases, ports, and oil storage tanks well inside Russia. However, Russia can also point to gains. Russian troops have taken a string of villages in eastern Ukraine and are closing in on the key town of Pokrovsk. Ukraine uses the town as a transportation hub to send troops and supplies to the main battlefront in the east. For both sides, these are some of the most significant gains and losses in the past year. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
A young humpback whale is free after becoming entangled in fishing tackle in Sydney Harbor near Melbourne. The whale was free during a 24-hour operation and quickly made a break for the Pacific Ocean. Experts say the whale, which was freed this morning, appeared fatigued but otherwise okay. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com.
Make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring is sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung and bells to be rung and a wonderful thing to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I want to feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
Spring is sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon like a toy balloon. You and I, just like a couple of tots, we're running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung and bells to be rung and a wonderful thing to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I want to feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
Alexis Cole on KPR with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra and the song You Make Me Feel So Young. That is from the new album by Alexis Cole and the Taipei Jazz Orchestra called Jazz Republic. I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to Jazz in the Night on this Friday night here on Kansas Public Radio. In about 8 minutes, we'll hear from the new album by the band Something Else, their album called Soul Jazz, and a Horace Silver tune, Filthy McNasty, is headed our way in about 8 minutes. Right now, we'll be hearing from Michael Deese, who's mostly recorded as a trombonist, but on his new album, Gross Groove, he's playing baritone sax. And this is a number full of terrific musicians. Terrell Stafford playing trumpet, Steve Davis trombone, Josh Kuhn Gould guitar, Bill Cunliffe piano, Rodney Whitaker bass, and a few other folks, including Mr. Drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. It's a piece written by Charles McPherson, who arranged it for this band. It's called The Viper, the new album Gross Groove from Michael Deese on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Baritone saxophonist Michael Deese on KPR, The Vipers, from his new album, Grove's Groove. That's a Charles McPherson piece. And McPherson arranged it for the band there, featuring Michael Deese's baritone sax. I mentioned the other musicians, but I failed to mention the fine Hammond B3 organ player there, Jim Alfredson. Well, today's the 71st birthday of our friend Bobby Watson, the great saxophonist, and we're going to go into the vinyl vault for some of his work from back in the mid to late 80s, 1987 to be precise. So we'll get into that in about 15 minutes here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Right now, we've got the band Something Else queued up with the Horace Silver tune Filthy McNasty. First, let you know that creating a legacy in public radio is so easy. Just add KPR to your will. That makes you a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society, and your bequest can help ensure our on-air service.